Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mac Jones. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Lowry. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Al Lowry. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. McMillan moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samuel catches it and throws to first to double up Altman. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torre moves to third. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Rogers reaches third base with a triple. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Al Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertel moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertel scores. Brock moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Bob Anderson now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Samuel scores. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Dave Girard now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre fires to second and picks off Altman for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burkell hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Burkell and he is safe. May steals second. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Girard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Dave Girard. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Hubbs reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-to-3, Braves. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks is hit by the pitch. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Adcock bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McMillan scores. Matthews moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-to-3, Braves. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Gramas pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hubbs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.